I'm going to give you something this morning. Something that you've heard before. Come on, turn. 2 Timothy 3:16. Everybody probably knows this by heart. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible, so it adds little words. It doesn't add words to it, you understand? It amplifies the word. It shows you what's behind it a little bit. All Scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, that is, and is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sin, for correction of error and restoration to obedience, for training in righteousness, that is, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. You know, Paul wrote that. Paul the Apostle wrote that. And we, when we read it, we assume it means the Scriptures, you know, the Holy Bible as we look at it. But what he was referring to was just the Old Testament part, because the New Testament had not been written at that point. The New Testament wasn't written until, or wasn't accepted as the canon until almost 300 years later, after he wrote this. What he was referring to there is the prophecies about Jesus and the new, or the Old Testament being, you know, having this thread through it of God's love for his people. Now we have decided in our wisdom and 300 years later what the Scripture would look like and made it 66 books. But we have to remember that what Paul was referring to there is the Old Testament. The New Testament is powerful and active and has been added to our understanding of Scripture, and it's so vital. And then when you read it, you know, it just... But reading it is hard. Reading it requires sacrifice. Once you're into it, it gets easier, but picking it up the first time, it's hard. And you know, while we were away, I didn't tell everybody, look, the first thing you get up, you got to go and find a place and get into your Scriptures, because you're going to need it every day. They just did it. Every single one found a place to be with God as we were moving through the day. Everybody was finding a place to be in the Scriptures, because the Scriptures are what makes the difference. It's about the Scripture being living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. You think you're reading it, but it is also reading you and feeding you the things that you need for this time. It may be hard work, but it is so worth it. We worked hard those days. Alan worked very hard. 78 years old, and he was on the line with with everybody. You know, like, big deal, he's on the line with me. You know, again, not a big worker, you know. I'm used to sitting and listening. But with Dayton and with Ron, you know, like, they're guys that understand work, and they made a sacrifice. The girls worked incredibly hard at making the inside of the house just wonderful. It's hard work, but it's worth it. The sacrifice is worth it. And it is full of mystery. It is full of, well, what does that really mean? But he brings it to us. If you will stay with it, he'll make it alive to you. He'll make it alive to you personally. And it will answer all of the problems you have. You're struggling with something, get into the Word. The Word will answer it. This guy was a Christian for all of his life, and until he got into the Word, he was depressed. But now he lives his life in joy. Jesus. It's amazing, and it will change your life. I remember reading a story, and I don't remember where it was. I was looking for it this morning, but couldn't find it. About the Moravians and Count Zinzendorf what they did. Count Zinzendorf was a wealthy man in Europe, he was so impacted by the gospel, so impacted by what he was reading, that he dedicated all of his fortune, all of his assets to propagating the gospel, to putting it out there. And they had meetings on his property, and they became the Moravian Church, and they had a 100-year prayer meeting. If you can imagine that. 100 years they met for prayer. Just think about that for a minute. 100 years. It's hard for us to sustain a meeting for an hour and a half. Oh, my kids are hungry, or they're like, what? 100 years of prayer, and they had kids. But there's the story of two people that were also impacted because Count Zinzendorf had made all of this available. And they were so impacted that they decided that they were going to sell themselves into slavery so that they could reach the slaves, because he couldn't talk to them any other way. You had to be one of them and so identify with who they are that you are in the dungeon with them. You're on the field with them. And they saw that was what Jesus had done with us. And so they said, if he's done that, as they read it, how can we do less? And they sold themselves into slavery. Count Zinzendorf wasn't there. He was traveling at the time. And he came back just in time to they were on the ship heading off into slavery, knowing that they would never, ever be seen again. And they weren't. They're herding them down into the hold where they'll be in chains. And they tipped their hat to him and nodded. Thank you. Count Zinzendorf saw that, and he said that was all the thanks that he needed for his life. He gave everything. Excuse me, I'm sorry. He gave everything for the gospel. But in that tip and that nod, he saw people who gave even more. So he kept on. And he's a legend now. Who was to think that he would be? His heart was not to do that. His heart was just impacted by the scriptures. And he moved through that. It is hard, and it will ask you to change the things that you're doing. It will reveal to you the things that you are deceiving yourself about. We met with a man this morning who had deceived himself for years, but was brought to an abrupt pause this morning, or this weekend, knowing that he needs Christ at a deeper level than he's had. A deeper level. Somebody that was given to the Lord, knew the stuff, knew the scriptures, but was deceived and living a life improperly. But because of the scriptures and what he's doing, it's alive in him, and it calls him to account. And he was arrested this morning. arrested, I mean arrested as in stop, you know. Arrested to look for a deeper call, impacted by the word, knowing that there is no other way. He could continue doing what he was doing and live his life, but the scriptures make a difference. And the scriptures will make a difference with you. And you will never regret it. Whatever the price you have to pay. Whatever the price. His love is so phenomenal and so wonderful.